Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Just shy of half the entire population of Ireland has some form of private health insurance. It means that when insurance companies such as Laya Irish Life or VHI increase their premiums, hundreds of thousands of us feel it. But are the price rises that we have seen of late justified? And why is it that 82% of us don't shop around for better health cover? And with the inflation moving upwards thanks to the Iran war, will that put even more pressure on the cost of medical care? Brian Lee is the CEO of the Health Insurance Authority and is sitting in front of me. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning.
So what is the state of play when it comes to the health insurance sector in Ireland these days?
Well, it's a market that's still growing. In quarter four, we had 2.55 million people with private health insurance, which was an increase of 5,000 people. So it still continues to grow despite the various increases that you referenced there. So that's representing about 46% of people. Now, just in terms of our survey that we've published today, there's still some interesting findings in terms of consumer behaviour, is that only 18% of people shop around and only 70% of people have actually ever switched.
Ever?
Ever, yes.
And private health insurance has been around, of course, for decades, and there's only a tiny number of people regularly shop around. Now you, the Health Insurance Authority, has a tool on your website to help with that, because there is a lot of misconceptions out there that it's really tricky and messy to move health insurance providers.
Well, there's a few different tools that we have and bits of information that can support people with that. So we have a new comparison tool, which we're officially launching today, which was developed over the past year, which has all the health insurance plans on it. And it can help people select what their health benefits are and narrow it down based on price and their various different needs. So that's a very helpful tool to help people shop around. And hopefully that number from 18% of people only shopping around increases. Because when it comes to switching, what the survey also says that most people find switching very easy. So the actual
once they try it. But there is a mental block, isn't there?
There is a mental block. Now, not everyone is in a position to shop around. Is that a lot of people get their health insurance from their employer, and then a certain amount of people find it complicated, or they believe that if they switch, they will lose certain rights, like that they lose their waiting periods, which if they've served their waiting periods, they carry them over when they do switch.
So sometimes if you come with a pre-existing condition, you have to wait, what is it, 4 years, 5 years, something like that?
It's 5 years. If you've bought health insurance for the first time, there's a five-year waiting period.
So once that 5 years is up, you don't have to wait another 5 years.
You don't, if in terms of switching. Now, if you do upgrade your cover, so if you switch and upgrade, there are upgrade waiting periods, and that's the same period of time for pre-existing conditions. But if you've served your existing time, you carry it over. And that's a really important message for people to understand.
And have you switched recently?
I have.
And was it easy?
It was very easy. It only took me a couple of minutes to actually physically do it online. Now, the process of shopping around, and I used our new comparison tool to do the shopping around, I found it incredibly helpful as a first step. And to look at my various different options and to see if I had the right cover for my needs and get good value. Because I saved quite a bit of money in terms of shopping around as well. Like for a lot of people, that's not necessarily the primary goal when they're shopping around. It's actually to make sure that they have the right cover for their needs. Because one of the other interesting stats that I saw from our survey is that there's about 15% of people haven't switched in 20 years, their plan.
They're locked in. Like, they're not moving.
In 20 years, your health needs will have definitely changed, and you most likely are not on the best cover or getting the best value for money. So I really encourage those people to log on to our tool and see if they can get better value for money or if they're getting the right level of cover.
Now, premiums have risen by an inflation-busting 9% last year. And now that's way more than grocery prices have gone up or the average inflation. Now, why is that and what can the HIA do?
Well, there's a number of factors behind that. Obviously, medical inflation is a big part of that, but a huge part of that as well is just an increase of demand, particularly within the private healthcare sector. Those are driving prices
so
upwards.
So demand is far higher than supply, is why driving up prices?
Yes, to a degree. Like it's the demographic change in the country in terms of old people living longer, needing more healthcare. And a lot of people are getting that within the private healthcare system, and that's driving up costs. But I do have a strong message that I really want health insurers to really think about those price increases, because at some stage they're going to price a significant portion of people out of the market. Like, we don't regulate price increases or price changes in Ireland for insurance. But again, it really comes back to those statistics that I was talking about in terms of people shopping around. There is value to be had, but also to make sure people are on the right cover. And one of the main steps that we've taken is this new comparison tool to really help people make informed decisions and empower them in their decisions. Because I said, all the plans are there and you can narrow things down to what your needs are and see if you're getting good value for money.
In terms of what you can do, in terms of carrot and stick, you've talked about the carrot. In terms of what you can do if prices get out of control, what sort of sanctions can you enact?
But we don't regulate prices in Ireland. That's just...
Can you not have a word with some of the...
Well, we do encourage insurers to make sure that they take full cognizance of the market and making sure that they deliver best value for money. And it's certainly something that myself and the board are very mindful of. And we certainly will be considering if any further steps need to be taken in respect of price increases. But again, it is a free and open commercial market. And the main driver will be consumer behaviour. And as you can see, there's still quite a bit of inertia within the sector. So if there was greater shopping around, it will drive greater competitiveness within the sector.
What about the salary or wage inflation for doctors and consultants? Do you know what that is?
It doesn't come into what we factor in terms of the prices, that in terms of what we look at. We're just looking at more at the macro level in terms of the increase in cost within the private healthcare sector, the medical inflation and so on.
I'm not going to drag you into geopolitical things, but we know the prices could go up even higher because we're about to enter another potentially inflationary period. MRIs, for example, use helium, and helium is not coming out of the Strait of Hormuz. So you may be facing even higher inflation when it comes to health insurance premiums this year.
Well, that risk is always there. But I'll bring it back to that simple message that I have, is that it really is about shopping around. When you've only got 18% of people shopping around and an even lower figure of people who actually switch, like only 4% of people switched provider over the past 12 months, like there is definitely good value for money out there.
And you can do it quickly.
And you can do it really quickly. Like the shopping around bit can take a bit of time because you need to just make sure that you have the right cover, that you've selected what's best for your needs. But the actual act of switching is very straightforward and easy.
And should people consult their GP as part of the shopping around process? In other words, to assess what their needs might be?
Well, if people believe that's something that's important for them in terms of their various health needs, if people have complex health needs, it may be prudent for them to discuss it with a healthcare provider.
Brilliant. Brian, thanks so much for joining us. That is Brian Lee, the CEO of the Health Insurance Authority.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.